Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, if you would, go ahead and read the speech or the words that were spoken at the convention by Ben Franklin.
June 28th, 1787, during the Constitutional Convention. Mr. President, which we've been referencing George Washington, who was the president of the convention. Mr. President, the small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks, close attendance and continual reasoning with each other, our different sentiments on almost every question, several of the last producing as many no's as a's, is, methinks, a melancholy proof of the imperfection of human understanding. We indeed seem to feel our own want of political wisdom, since we have been running about in search of it. We have gone back to ancient history for models of government and examined the different forms of those republics, which, having been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution, now no longer exist. And we have viewed modern states all around Europe, but find none of their constitutions suitable to our own circumstances. In this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understandings? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain to build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one of, or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. All right. Now, all agree that was Ben Franklin. There's no question historically did he say this. Now, if Ben Franklin was just saying this to placate the certain Christians who were throughout the room, and he didn't believe it, man, he is really an overt liar, because he didn't say, he says, I firmly believe this.
Is what I firmly believe.
That we have to have God's help, and that God hears our prayers, and let's continue to pray. Now, I believe you meant it. I do, and according to the more leftist historians, oh, you're buying into the myth this was a big deal. Well, No, I do take that narrative, that this was a big deal. Now, the other side says, well, but it wasn't until July 16th that they actually voted on, and, the two houses of Congress. True, but that doesn't mean that the opinions and attitudes were changing.
What was the date of the speech?
The date of the speech is June 28th, 1787.
The end of June, And they still had business to attend to, address in the rest of the Constitution, because they're writing the rule book as to how to run the federal government. That's basically what the Constitution is. You think it took a couple of weeks before they voted on it? Of course it did. I mean,
yes. Plus, let me say this, true or false. We still have prayer at the beginning of every session of Congress. True or false?
Absolutely true. So how can they say they have a chaplain there?
Yes, and so how can they say this didn't matter?
Where did the tradition come from if it was not part of what he said and therefore adopted, implemented, and still being done to this day?
Right, and it's a matter of whose sources you want to believe. Okay. who do you want to believe here? That is a big issue.
Actually, it's not. And you know why? Because I'm sick and tired of these liberal, progressive, communist socialists trying to do everything they can to eradicate our history, our founding, all of the statutes, all of the wars, all of the things that truly happened and are documented. I got a very simple question. Why 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 105 years ago, whenever it was, why was it that local communities, because you see, statues are placed in certain geographical spots on planet Earth. Why would anybody ever commission a sculptor to create a statue in memory of some person that was part of their local history or national history or whatever it was? Why would they have ever spent the time, money, and effort to create that statue if it really truly didn't have any impact on the people? Why would they ever memorialize Iwo Jima? Why would they ever do the Lincoln Monument? Why would they do the Washington Monument? What, these people never existed? They're trying to eradicate, change history, and I'm sorry, but you can't do it. Can you learn from your mistakes? Of course you can. Slavery, horrible, and we fixed it. But I'm sick and tired of them. Who's talking about this stuff as to whether or not Ben Franklin ever really said it or whether he ever really believed it? Isn't this a completely irrelevant argument?
Well, we know he said it. Even the liberals admit he said it, which is step one. But again, they say that he was just being a shrewd observer of human behavior. He knew that this might help those people who are more religious, and so we could get a compromise going where we could get a constitution drafted and then ratified. Let me tell you something else. There's the president of the Michigan Association of Christian Schools, Tim Schmig, who is a friend of mine. Anyway,
yeah, he's been on the show before. I've had him on the show.
Okay, he does a tour in Washington, D.C., and it's just on the monuments and buildings of the
federal government.
Yes, and because there's scripture all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, there's engraved everywhere. I mean, you know, what's right above the Supreme Court? The Ten Commandments. I mean, just go to the Capitol, look up, and you'll see all the biblical references of paintings up on the ceilings of people in the Bible, and it's the liberals can't get away because it is literally carved
there.
In stone.
It's carved there. In stone.
It's carved in stone. You go to the Lincoln Memorial, you'll see the Gettysburg Address. I mean, you'll just see it right there. I mean, we know what he said. That we know. And his second inaugural address. We know what Lincoln said, and we know on these buildings it's inscribed everywhere. They can't get around that. Now they can fog it up a little bit. Well, nobody really believed this. This wasn't that significant. It doesn't matter. Franklin was a deist. He didn't mean any of this.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he did mean it. And
it did have impact. Absolutely,
and I think it did. I think
absolutely.
It did. Yep. I do believe it did. To know how much, yeah, God knows. But they want to minimize everything, and we say this is history.
Well, the biggest point of all this is fast forward to what we're dealing with today. And I don't understand how they can, as elected U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senators, start every session with a prayer and see all of these scriptures carved in stone and deny it and just completely act as the atheists that many of them are, and even some of the Catholics that go against their own religion in supporting abortion. You know, the environment, you just cannot be there without seeing in with your own eyes. Those are the facts, and this was the foundation of our country.
I believe that's true. Exactly right. You got to be a little bit prepared. I mean, I've done statements, and then I've researched, well, maybe I shouldn't have made that statement. But what I'm reading with Ben Franklin, nobody denies. Nobody denies that he said it. All they can do is try to cloud it up again and question his motives. That's all they can do.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works out for him going forward. Did you happen to see the State of the Union address last night?
No, I really was my night to clip my toenails. I just couldn't.
I wish I had done that instead.
I don't know if that's disrespectful, but whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever. I understand.
I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that. But no, I've seen a lot of excerpts. I knew what he was going to say. And we're in a state where you can call water dry and people believe it.
Yeah.
The border is secure.
Yeah.
And so right. on. And certain statements and things that he said that are just like, how can you, I don't know, he didn't precisely say that last night, but he minimized the problem.
He basically did say, and here, and he's asking this bill to be passed where they're going to get more judges down on the border so they can process the cases quicker for asylum. And it's like, okay, you know what? We need a new president so badly. Did you see the Republican response by the 40-year-old youngest U.S. senator from the state of Alabama?
I saw parts of it. I saw excerpts of everything.
Yeah, she did a great job.
You were asking me about it. Yeah,
yep, she did a great job. I do, really appreciate it.
One application of this, I don't know. You see, Franklin knew, and George Washington said this, that what held this country together fundamentally was our Christian beliefs. Unfortunately, it doesn't hold us together anymore. Too many people do not profess the religion of Jesus Christ.
Final segment of today's discussion. Send your text messages to me. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with AutoPay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's discussion. Pastor Chatfield, if you could wrap up what you wanted to convey. I just got a text message during the break from one of our listeners, and he actually has a prayer request he'd like you to do. So go ahead and wrap up the lesson plan.
Okay. I wrap it up. The speech given by Ben Franklin, June 28, 1787, was important. It call the nation to prayer, the representatives to prayer, so we could draft and ratify a constitution, which we needed. Prayer changes things. God had his hand on this country and still does.
Amen. Absolutely. I got a prayer request from John Palmer. He's a farmer and a school board member of the Onaway School District. Vicky and I are packing up after the show today, and we're driving down to Florida. We're going to be checking into Fort Myers on Sunday afternoon. I'll be adding you into church services into the radio station on my cell phone, which I did last Sunday as a test. I didn't use my laptop. I did it with my cell phone. And we're going to be spending a week down there with some friends and getting a start on our tans and kind of relaxing a little bit. And going seeing the Edison Ford Estates there in Fort Myer. And he said, would you ask Pastor Chatfield to bless you and Vicky's trip? Safe passage, good health, and be with God's grace. Be with you for the entire trip and your safe return. So that's his prayer request. If you would, sir, I greatly appreciate that.
Our Father, I thank you for Randy and Vicky. I thank you for Randy and his faithful program that always tries to present the truth. I pray that your blessings would be on him. Give him safety as they travel, refreshing. Have mercy on him, his wife, our country. May he come back ready to continue the work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. One thing that we are going to be focusing on is all these events that we have coming up. We've got five so far events in May. Two of them they've asked me to be part of, either moderating, interviewing the keynote speaker. I've been asked by Dare Rendon and Bruce Rendon to come down and be their keynote speaker at the Maasauke County Lincoln Day Dinner. Presque County, we got a big event coming up in Posen. I got Mark Farner, the former original lead guitar vocalist songwriter for Grand Funk Railroad. He is going to be on their stage giving a keynote speech interview with me in front of hopefully about 600 people on May the 11th. That's going to be at the Posen Event Center. And this is all part of us kind of refreshing and getting a little bit of a mini vacation here. Brian Panabaker from the UAW Auto Workers for Trump, I'm going to be seeing him and his wife, Noreen, and we're going to be brainstorming about the upcoming Michigan Conservative Union's annual conference. It's going to be May 31st and June 1st down in Lansing. But we just got a lot of people that want to come to a point where we can agree on all the things necessary to Christian conservatism and to get right people to run for office, August 6th primary, and to get, you know, support for those people, get them elected, and kind of take back our communities at a local county level. And so that's all part of what we're going to be doing. I'm working with the Michigan Conservative Executive Board. They had a Zoom meeting with me last night. They would like me to accept the director of media and membership. They want to grow county chapters of the Michigan Conservative Union, regional chapters. And so we got a lot of irons in the fire. And it all, you know, evolves around your church services on Sunday, sitting here producing church, listening to you, making sure the levels are good. And by the way, I really like that younger singer that you have leading the song.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. From a technical standpoint, his frequency of his voice actually comes in at about 94 to 96% on our meter in the studio. The elderly gentleman who's got the deeper, kind of a more of a tenor type voice, his levels sometimes cut in and out, and we drop down to 70%. So just some feedback there. I don't know if he's moving away from the microphone or if he's clearing his throat, but for some reason, we were having technical difficulties. My studio kept trying to adjust his voice. So you might want to mention that to him if he's coming back to leading the congregation in song. But we appreciate the church services. And again, folks, if you can't make it there in person, we do it as a public service on Sundays. It's from 11 to noon from the church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church there in Burt Lake. And I'm putting you on the spot. What are you going to be talking about this Sunday?
My text will come out of Isaiah 1, verse 26, where the Bible says, "Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city." In my auditorium right now, we've got American flags all over the place, Christian flags. Oh, you're a Christian nationalist. I never would call myself that. But we want a country where righteousness prevails. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. We want a country to come back to its roots, to its basic roots. Are we still sinners? Yes. Do we need the blood of Christ to forgive us of our sins? Yes. Do I still preach the gospel? Yes. Is the answer to all our problems in a better government? No. But government is important, and we're trying to call America back, and so that we have some recognition of God in basic morality and right, and our laws would reflect righteousness.
Amen. So for those that are going to have their Bible open with their sticky notes, where do they need to go?
Isaiah 126.
126. Very good. Excellent. Well, we appreciate the history lesson. Good discussion. So we don't have to have any more discussion about whether or not Benjamin Franklin actually said those words at the convention.
Right, of course. That's everybody accepts that part, at least that much.
At least that much.
Right.
Well, we'll see where we go from there. So greatly appreciate your effort, sir. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Amen.
Oh, actually, it'll be Izzy with you next Friday.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating